Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Imagine a place where the orchids and lilies are in full bloom now, where tropical trees stand tall and lush, where you can forget just for a moment that it is still February in New England. Well, despite all that white outside, you can find the greens and blues and purples you're imagining in the Palace Courtyard at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum along the Fenway in Boston. The Gardner Museum's courtyard is always an oasis, but tomorrow, in the spirit of beating the winter doldrums, the Gardner is opening its doors all day long for free. So say you want to take advantage of the fine flora in the courtyard, the first thing you see as you walk in the door, and then you're seeking further escape. We've got a few recommendations on how you can spend the rest of your visit. Our guide is Professor David Nalta. He's chair of the History of Art program at Mass College of Art and Design, not too far from the Gardner, in fact. David, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm super jazzed, as I say to my students.
You're super jazzed. Well, we just have a couple of minutes for you to tell us your favorite items that people should see once they go into the Gardner and see, first off, that glorious courtyard, which I know is a favorite of yours.
It begins in the courtyard, I think. It's fair to say. It's always filled with great flowers and stuff. And then it's also, it really is a kind of microcosm of the inside of Isabella Stewart Gardner's mind. Her husband used to call her Busyella. And you can see that she was busy getting stuff whenever she went to Europe. So two of my favorite things in the museum, four of them, are the courtyards that she kind of purchased. Not, she didn't steal them, but she purchased them from the one of the most beautiful houses in Venice, the Ca d'Oro, the House of Gold. So she actually bought the originals when she was in Venice, and then she installed them in her own courtyard. And that's one of the things I love best, knowing that she got this thing.
And it is glorious. It really is an oasis. So where do you head after that?
I go immediately upstairs to, I'm a bit divided. So I either go straight to my favorite picture, which is a picture by the some people call Giotto di Bondone the father of Western art, and he was a late medieval painter in Italy, and so we're so lucky in Boston to have a very rare painting by Giotto, and it's a painting of the baby Jesus being presented in the temple, and it's a great picture for a number of reasons. One, it's the most beautifully painted tablecloth in the history of art, and you can't, it really looks like he's, you know, sewed it onto the panel. And the other thing I love about it is the baby Jesus, because he's a little schizophrenic baby. He looks like he wants to get back to his mother, who's just handed him over to this old priest, so he's going back to his mother like babies do. He's reaching for his mother, but he's also got one hand firmly, you know, grasping the mustache of the old priest. So he can't make up his mind what he really wants to do. It's a great picture.
I know another thing you like are frames that actually have no pictures in them.
Well, that's the other thing I always tend to take people to when I'm there, because of course there was a major robbery, probably the most famous or notorious art theft in this country's history, anyway. And so one of the things I do like to go to, because it really provokes a lot of storytelling and anecdotes, and it's, of course, still a subject of an ongoing mystery, and that is the empty frames of these large gilt frames, which had pictures by Rembrandt and Vermeer and others stolen from them in 1990.
And they had to keep the frames there, according to Isabella Stewart Gardner.
That makes sense, because she knew exactly what she wanted and where she wanted things. That brings up another thing that I love, which is a portrait by Raphael, another amazing thing that we're so lucky to have in Boston, is two pictures by Raphael, and one of them is a picture of Count Tommaso Inghirami. And she, you can see when you look at this beautiful portrait of this accountant from the Renaissance by Raphael, one of the most famous artists who ever lived, and you can see that she's so careful about where she puts things, because she's got him next to a window, and he looks like he's looking out the window. I mean, he looks like he's just looked up because something has just flown by, or someone's just called him from outside. It's really a great placement as well as a great picture.
Okay, I'm going to make a pitch for the John Singer Sargent life-size painting of a flamenco dancer with musicians just to the left of the courtyard. Yeah. We only have about 30 seconds left. There are other places that offer beautiful art for free. What are they?
Well, our galleries at Massachusetts College of Art. This is an unpaid announcement. We have like 8 great gallery spaces at our college, Massachusetts College of Art, and it's right on Huntington Avenue. It's a block from the Gardner. So whenever I go to the Gardner, and I'm certainly going since it's free, I always go right down back to where my school is and go into those galleries.
And we're going to put the others, in fact, online. Thank you, David Nalta, professor
Thanks
and chair of the
me. I hope
History Department.
No, so
you were great. Thank you, Department of History,
Thanks
art program at the Mass College of Art and Design. The Gardner Museum is open tomorrow free from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.